God who, oh, giving praise and honor to God who is the head of every believer's life. I thank God for his life, his health, and his strength. I thank God for you being with us, and those of you that will be coming with us sooner or later. You know the governor has shut the churches down again, but he cannot stop our praises. He cannot stop us from lifting up the name of Jesus. He cannot stop us from praising God in our homes. He cannot stop us from lifting up the name of Jesus in our hearts and in our minds. He cannot stop us from lifting up Jesus. So whether we are in this house as a congregation or we're in our individual houses as a body, we are still lifting up the name of Jesus. Amen? Amen. And I want to thank God for our prayer team that were led by God for us to have prayer, online prayer, until the Lord says different. I'm very grateful because I wasn't sure. And they said, Pastor, I think we need to have the prayer. And so I'm very grateful for those of you that have been sending your prayers to S4C Praying With You at AOL.com. Mother Niera is receiving your prayers and she's responding to them. I'm trying to tell you, she's very faithful. Mother Niera is very faithful, and she is absolutely a prayer warrior and a member of the body of Christ. And she is also well qualified for counseling. She's, say it again, counseling, ministering, teaching. She's very well qualified. She knows. She has master's degrees, and she, but more importantly, she has the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. So if there's, and if there's something that she cannot address or she's not comfortable addressing, she has pastors that she send it to us, and we take it from there. We take it to God. So you're in good hands.
Amen.
I just want you to know that. We want to start praying. Nikki, what you said his name is on the prayer list, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. What's his name again? Is
Richard.
Noah, right? Richard, I don't know if you listen to the prayers online or not. I'm going to stand up, baby. I don't know if you listen to the prayers online or not, but I need you to understand that God has a way of delivering you. You just have to give God the freedom to deliver you the way he sees fit. Amen, y'all?
Amen.
You can't give this to God and not give that to God. You can't tell God, I trust you up until this point, and then I'll take it from there. If you're going to give it to God, you have to give it to God. You have to give it all to God. You can't hold back on God, because if you want God to handle certain aspects of it and you want to handle the rest, God's not going to do anything, because it's either all God or none of God. Amen. So I need you. Our prayer team, which is extraordinary. The track record of our prayer team, our global prayer team, is incredible. When we pray for things, things happen. When we ask the Lord for things, the Lord hears our cry. Our prayer team has spent 3 days praying over your situation. Now we have involved our men's global prayer team, which is SALT. It's a global men's prayer team that we have now brought them in so they can continue to pray with you. I see that you've reached out to them, and they are going to be reaching out to you. I need you to pray with them. I need you to study with them. I need you to allow them to minister the gospel to you as from God. These are absolutely, positively men of God that are working with and praying for and bringing in other men of God. And I need you to work with them so that they can work, because some God could do it just like that. But what would you learn? What would you gain if he just took it from you? And what would stop you from falling right back into the same trap? But if God leads you out and bring you out, you'll see where you've come from and you'll know how to stay away. And God may be trying to connect you with other people that are dealing with the same things that you're dealing with, and show them that God will deliver. So we're gonna continue to pray for you, Noah. Noah?
Richard.
We're going to continue to pray for you. Yeah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, for the things that Richard is dealing with. Can I mention some of the things he's dealing with or no? I'm not going to mention. But the things that Richard is dealing with, there are other people, Lord, like him that are dealing with those same kind of things. You are able not just to deliver Richard, but to deliver others like him. Yeah. Father, you are able. You said, ask and it shall be given. Seek and ye shall find. You told us to knock and the door shall be opened. We are doing what you have required us to do. And we're walking by faith and not by sight. Know that by faith, all things are possible through Christ Jesus our Lord. And we are not going to give up on Robert Noah.
Richard
Noah, you know who you are. We're not going to give up on him.
Amen.
No man left behind.
Yes, Lord.
No soldier left behind. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
So this is an update from Born Again.
Born Again.
The young man who's in the military.
Oh, yes, yes.
He is still asking for prayer for the military.
Uh-huh.
One of his, I guess, fellow soldiers,
yes,
child that he mentioned last time.
Yeah.
The protective services is trying to take him because he's
right.
been in school. And his dad hasn't been paid for 7 months, which means the support that they
right.
were receiving is not there.
So right.
He's not the only one in the military in Afghanistan
mm-hmm.
That has not been paid. Many of them have not been paid in
right.
7 months. He's also experiencing that, plus the prospect of losing his children to the state.
Yes.
His child to the state because of it.
Amen. Have you noticed that he has not even mentioned that he's in a position where he could actually lose his life? He's so concerned about the other people and about his child and about what's going on. He hasn't even once mentioned, by the way, I'm on the battlefield. My life is also in danger.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
What's his name again? He doesn't give a name.
Born
Just
again.
Born again. For all of you that are born again, Lord, help us. For all of you that are born again, I want you to stretch your hand out this way. For born again and for all of us that are born again. We're all, if you're born again and you are actively fighting in the name of Jesus, you too are on the front line. This prayer is for born again and born again.
Yes.
Righteous Father, in the name of Jesus, we bless you and we thank you for the soldiers, not even just in Afghanistan, but especially those there
yes.
that have been done wrong, that have been mistreated, that have been neglected, that put them in a position where they are unable to fulfill their responsibilities and duties for their family and their loved ones. Father, you can fight this battle for them. Father, don't leave them in this position. Don't leave them like this. Father, you said where there are two or three gathered together in your name, touching and agreeing, you said that you would be in the midst.
Yeah.
Father, I know for a fact that there are multitudes of people touching and agreeing in the name of Jesus. And I'm asking that you would bless born again and those that are born again and those that are on the battlefield and those that are on the front line and those that are fighting for survival and those that are fighting for others, that you will stand up for them. Father, don't allow the enemy to continue to mistreat those that belong to you. Father, we will fight, and we will fight until our time is done. But while we're fighting, give us the upper hand. While we're fighting, provide for us. While we're fighting, heal and forgive us. While we're fighting, send us what we need to do what it is that we need to do.
Yes.
Father, we will not leave any soldier behind. We will not stop praying. We will not stop worshiping you. We will not stop lifting up your holy name. We will not stop until our job is finished, until the church is gone, until believers born again have ascended to the kingdom. Greater is he that's in us than he and anything else that is in the world. I claim victory for the soldiers. I claim victory for born again. Was it born again? I claim victory for all believers that are born again. Victory for his son. Victory for every soldier's family. Victory for those that are on the front line. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Chris is asking for prayer for their father.
Who is?
Chris.
The
father needs healing of prostate cancer.
Yes.
Ulcerative colitis.
Oh.
And Chris is just asking for direction.
Yes. Father God, in the name of Jesus, you understand the prayer that Chris is praying. And for his, their father has prostate cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And
ulcerative colitis. Yep.
And that's plenty.
You see.
You understand, Lord. You see. You understand, Lord. You understand. And not just Chris that's praying for their family, but there are other Chris's out there that are praying for their families that have not known or had the opportunity or have been led to send the prayer request in. We're praying for them anyway. Father, you understand, you put things together. You're able to lead Chris in a manner that will support your word and your will. You're able to enter into their thoughts and their minds. You're able to help and to deliver them. Father, there is nothing that they need that you can't provide. There is no prayer that they pray that you have not or cannot or will not hear. There is nothing that we ask of you that you are not attentive to. And so we're asking in the name of Jesus that you will provide a healing, a comfort, a relief. God, that you will provide some sort of healing, or even if it's not a complete healing, whatever your will is for that life, provide some kind of relief. For greater is he that's in us than he that is in the world. You are able to heal and to deliver. And while I'm speaking about relief and healing and delivering, Sean and Dominique in Hawaii, let your healing flow. Let your power flow. Let your will overshadow anything that the enemy would try to do. Let your power surge through that family, through that land, through that atmosphere. Let that land stand out among every other land. God, let that family stand out among any other family. And Father, inspire Chris, move in their atmosphere, speak to them, either in their mind, in their heart, or in their dreams. Speak to them. And those that are dealing with the same thing Chris is dealing with, or similar things, so that they will understand that they are not forgotten, but that you hear. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Shauna,
Miss Pastor, baby, can you stand over here? I know you don't want to be in the camera, but if you stand, because I don't want to stretch to hear you.
Shauna is praying, asking for prayer for her 9-year-old daughter.
Yes, Pastor, if you could stand here and cover that gap.
Amen.
If you could even sit here and cover that gap. I'm sorry. Shauna is praying for their 9-year-old. Yeah.
9-year-old daughter.
Uh-huh.
She's experiencing great and prolonged anxiety.
Great and prolonged.
Panic attacks and dark thoughts, including thoughts of harming herself.
They're 9. Mm. Why is a demon attacking a 9-year-old? Glory to God. This is Sean praying for
Shauna.
Shauna, I need you to do something.
Yeah.
I don't know if you have any blessed oil or not. If you don't have any, we'll send you some for nothing. We'll give it to you.
Amen.
If you don't have a tallit, I'll give it to you. Email us, s4ctroops@aol.com. Email me directly. I'll send it out. I'll have it sent out to you. I need some oil in your hand.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. And I need you to lay that holy hand on that child's head.
Yes.
We're going to stand in for that child until you Let me know if you have some or you've done this already. We're going to stand in for that child. You're going to lay your hand, your holy hands on that head. And you're going to pray that the Lord will release. It's a girl.
Yes.
That the Lord will release your daughter. The enemy is trying to steal her.
Yes.
But the power is in Christ.
Yes.
Not in the enemy. The power is in Christ. You're going to cover yourself and that child with that tallit. And you're going to lay your hands on that child with that little dab of oil. I have some oil here that we prayed over. I'll send you. I'll gladly send you.
Yes.
And you're going to lay hands on that child in the name of Jesus. And you're going to pray and believe in the name of Jesus that God will heal your daughter. You're going to pray in the name of Jesus that God will cleanse her mind. You're going to pray in the name of Jesus that God will protect her even as she sleeps. Because the enemy loves to attack them while they're sleeping. Want to attack them while they're vulnerable. Want to attack them when they're unable to fight for themselves. Want to attack them when they can't speak for themselves. When they're by themselves, they want to enemy will attack them. We're praying that God will cover them, especially when they're asleep. And especially when they're not in your presence. What you need to do is make sure that that house that that child lives in is covered by the blood of Jesus.
Yeah.
You want to make sure that there's nothing going on or no YouTubes and no movies and no music coming in and inviting spirits in. You want to make sure that that child's not hanging out with people that are friends with demonic spirits. And then when she goes into that atmosphere, they just jump on her and then they attack her. You want to make sure that that house, there's nothing in that house that praises or idols.
Yes.
You know, because they got pictures of Jesus and you don't know what Jesus looked like. Take that picture down. You don't know what he looked like.
Yeah.
Amen. You want to make sure if you're wearing a cross, it's not an upside down cross mocking Jesus.
Yeah.
Amen. You don't need all that stuff. You don't need those things. You don't need statues of Jesus. You don't know what Jesus looked like. Get that thing out of your house. Behind every idol is what?
A demon.
What's she listening to on TikTok and YouTube and Instagram and what else they got and all that stuff? You have to be mindful. This baby is 9 years old. She don't know. Parents, you need to know what your children are listening to. You need to know what they're watching. They can't watch it if you don't pay the bill. They can't watch it if you don't buy the device. But if you give it to them. Because we have monitor what they watch,
yes.
Know what they're looking at.
Yes.
Don't let them go to sleep with those earplugs in their ear, listening to who knows what. Take that phone out of their room.
Yes.
You go to bed, phone go in my room.
Mm-hmm.
Phone ring, I'll answer it.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yes.
You listen, those children are a gift. It is your responsibility to make sure that they're protected.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure that they're covered. Make sure that they are being defeated, that they're not being defeated by the enemy.
Yeah.
And the enemy, he used to come through TV, because that's all we had.
Right.
Now, oh my God, now they got the whole world. They can talk to people in Africa and be infected. You understand? It is your job as a parent to monitor what they're watching.
Yes.
Well, they're going to get mad at me if I take it. It won't be the first time. And if you do it right, it won't be the last.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
They mad, they know you love them.
Amen.
Every child innately knows that discipline is necessary because they know when you don't discipline them, the Bible says if you don't discipline them, you don't love them.
Yeah.
That's what your Bible said. If your Bible don't say that, burn that Bible.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't discipline your children, I'm not talking about beat them to death and abuse them. I'm not talking about that because you need to go to jail. I'm talking about discipline them through love and through the Spirit of Christ. No means no.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
The Bible says, spare the rod, spoil the child. I got several rods at home. I ain't spoiling nothing.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Ask them. Got their name on it. Amen. I got one with Izzy's name on it. Hey, yes, I do. He asked for it, and I happily obliged. Amen. What I'm saying, it is your responsibility as parents to make sure that those children are protected in the spirit realm and in the natural realm. You have to protect them from violators Amen. Yes. It's more than one way to be violated.
Yes.
They come in and violate, enter into y'all understand? The Bible says we war not against flesh and blood, but against spirits and principalities in high places. This is not a game. This is not a drill. This is the real thing. Those are not fake bullets coming through the air. These are real bullets. The enemy is really trying to take you out. This thing is real.
Yes, Jesus.
Cover that house with oil. Every entryway of the house, put a little dab of oil in the name of Jesus. I declare this entryway belongs to Christ and Christ alone. The doorway, the windows, over the bedroom, wherever they sleep. You just cover it with God. Pray over the bed and then pray over the child in the bed. Lay the tallit over the bed. Cover the child. Well, they don't take all of that. That's why you're dealing with what you're dealing with. Because it does. And see, the enemy knows it does, but if he can keep you thinking it's foolish, he got you. Amen?
Yeah.
We deal not against flesh and blood, but against spirits and principalities. Spirits. Don't be mad at the person. Be mad at the spirit that's governing the person.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen.
Loreline. Of six are mainly seniors,
mm-hmm.
and they have all tested positive for COVID. She's asking
for yes, them. I'm praying for them.
Yes, Lord.
Be careful. The essence of COVID is the flu. The COVID is real. Understand me now. I'm not diminishing. The COVID is real, but they've done things. They've done the respirator. If they put you on a respirator, that's almost guaranteed to die. If they put you on a respirator, treat the COVID like the flu. They said the recovery rate is 98%. That's official. They said the recovery rate for COVID is 98%. This in one country, I forgot what country it was, I think it was Italy, I'm not sure. They said 80% of the people that died were seniors with underlying issues. The flu-like symptoms, when they amped up the 5G, it created flu-like symptoms. They have to amp it up in order for that thing to spread like it, to cause the damage that it did. They just turn it up. So when they amped it up, it caused flu-like symptoms. The flu-like symptoms sent the people to the hospital, and that gave the hospital the option to do whatever it is they were going to do. I'm praying for them that they are not a victim of anything that is not legitimate. I'm praying that God will heal them from the COVID or from the flu or for whatever it is they're dealing with. Not to mention if there are any underlying issues. The COVID is real, okay? I'm not denouncing that. It is real, but it's what they do in the name of COVID. Y'all understand what I'm saying? They do things in the name of COVID. That's not right. That's killing people. That's doing things to people. They say it's COVID when they know it's not. A man went and it was in a motorcycle accident and died in a motorcycle accident. They labeled his death COVID. I saw that a few days ago. They labeled his death COVID. So now the Supreme Court, he died in a motorcycle accident. Now the Supreme Court, no, not the Supreme Court, but there's a legal entity that's now investigating why they did that. But they didn't just now start doing that. They've been doing that. The motorcycle accident was COVID death. How is that even possible? This is what I'm saying. The COVID that they fixed is real, but they blame everything on the COVID, which is not real.
He was mangled on the but if he didn't have COVID, he would have survived
that. There you go. Listen. Trust in the Lord and do good. Our job is to walk by faith and not by sight. Some of us just listen to too much news. I don't even listen to news anymore.
No.
I have DVR. I just watch stupid stuff when I watch TV. I'm not listening to the news because I don't trust them anymore. I used to be faithful. I don't listen to the news anymore. I can't trust them. I look on my phone to see what the weather is. and keep stepping. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, who's going to operate the thing here? Drea, baby, can you do that? I forgot the chat rooms. Amen. I'm sorry we forgot, because there's only a couple of people, you know, there's a handful of people here, so the people that normally do this aren't here to do this. So if you've been sending in through the chat room and no one's acknowledged, it's because that person's not here. And I got Abigail on the camera. I need her there. So what else we got, Pastor? What else we got? So we're praying for those people. Father God, in the name of Jesus, those seniors, those elders, those soldiers, we're praying for them that they will not become victims of demonic doing.
Yes.
That they will not become victims of circumstances. That they will not become another number in a false arsenal. That they will not be just more blotches on a sheet of paper. But these are lives that belong to you that we cherish. And that soldier is praying, and we are praying. And for others like them, we are praying. Healing and deliverance.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. Is anybody logging in?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Danielle, they're praying for their fertility. They've been trying to have a baby for 3 years.
Praise the Lord. That's a good one. I mean, you know, praise the Lord. Abigail, how long have we been online?
26 minutes.
Oh, we're good. They're praying for fertility. They're praying to get pregnant.
There you go.
Amen. Do your part. They married, right?
Yes.
Okay. I'm not praying if you're single, you trying to get pregnant. I'm not praying that. Don't ask me, because I'm not praying that. Well, the Lord understands, and so do I. Don't ask me. I'm not praying that. But if you're married and you're trying to do what married people do, I'm praying with you.
Yeah.
We didn't lay hands on anyone for the little girl. That was dealing, so I want to do that now. I was going to ask Pastor Drea to do it, but she's stepped away. Pastor Nicole,
yeah.
You're up. Hallelujah. Ah, Jesus. We're praying for, what's the little girl's name?
She didn't give her name.
But what's the mama's name?
Shauna.
Pour a little, just a little bit. Shauna, this is for your daughter. Just a little bit. Okay. Shauna, this is for your daughter. Pastor Nicole, when I finish praying with you, I want you to lay hands on Rashawn's torn tendon.
Mm-hmm.
And Pastor Drea on his torn tendon. And we're going to pray that the Lord will do something for him.
Yes.
If the Lord can protect me from a refrigerator falling on my head.
Yes.
He can heal a torn tendon.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
If the Lord can keep my heart pumping 30 years after they say it was supposed to stop, he can heal a tendon.
Amen.
If the Lord can keep me walking with flat feet, an ant don't have a chance around my feet. If I hit him, he gone. He ain't hiding, he ain't crawling between nothing. Oh, he go, that's it. That's the name of it. That's it. Amen. Amen. if these big old feet get a hold to you, it's all over. Amen. And if the Lord can heal me, he can heal. He can heal. La hijo. This is for, what's it?
Shauna's daughter.
This is for Shauna's daughter. Father God. Ah! Father God, in the name of Jesus, for that little 9-year-old girl.
In the name of Jesus.
And every child like her. Don't let the enemy steal our babies. Don't let the enemy take our children. We are going to protect our children in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
We're going to claim the blood of Jesus over our children.
Yes.
God! We're going to claim power and authority over the lives of our children.
Yes.
We're going to pray they're going in and they're going out.
Yes.
They're coming in and going out. When they lie down and when they get up.
Yes.
While they're active and when they're settled, we're going to pray.
Yes.
We're going to pray over the area which they sleep.
Yes.
And the area which they eat, where they stand,
yes,
where they live. We're going to cover the atmosphere with your glory.
Yes.
We're going to keep demons out and the presence of
the
Lord
Lord
in.
Jesus.
We're going to protect them because these are your gifts.
Yes.
The Bible says it is He that had made us and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. That child belongs to God. It is God that made that child. God is the one that allowed and sent life into that baby, gave that child a soul. It is our responsibility to protect that child.
Yes.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Pastor Nicole, I need you to put a little more oil in my hand so I can pray over Pastor Drea. Y'all gonna lay hands on Rashawn's torn ligament, and we're gonna pray that the Lord will do something for him. Nobody but you, Lord. I see a blessing head in your way, Pastor Drea. I don't know if you asked for it or he just wanted to do it, but I see it coming your way and it ain't gonna be long. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Bless Lord. Healing hands. Healing hands. Healing hands. In Jesus' name. Y'all go lay hands on him while give that list to Abigail so she can. Oh, you tell me the next one, Nikki, so I can pray. Danielle. Oh, the baby. They want a baby. Amen. Danielle, that's an awesome thing that you want a child. Now listen to me. When the Lord sees fit to give you that child, you need to make sure that when you get the child, that you return the child back to God. What do I mean by that? When you get that baby and you hold the baby in your hands for the first time, you pray this prayer, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for my gift. I thank you for the blessing that you have given to us. And now, Father, I give the baby's life back unto you. Whole. Accept my child back into your presence. And I will treat this child according to your will for our lives as the gift and the child of the living God. And what you're doing is you are rededicating that baby's life back to God. You can do this no matter how old your children are. You can give them back to God if you have say over them. You can give their lives back to God. The reason I say this is because if you rededicate that baby's life back to God on their first day or the first opportunity you get to do this, when you give gifts to God, God will do His thing with that gift. And He'll send the gift back to you. God! All holy and blessed in His name. You understand? You give that gift. The gift that God gives to you, you return it back to God so that God can do whatever God does. And then God will faithfully return the gift back to you to give you the opportunity to keep your word and to raise that child in the way that that child should go. So that when that child is older, the word of God will not depart from them. Even if they turn and go from this way to that, the word of God has been planted into their spirit as a child. And they will not forget where they came from. Amen. So whether your child is one day or 6 years, 7 years, 10 years, Balaku Sharia, if you can get that child, if the child is older, explain to the child what you're doing. Anoint your hands with oil. If you don't have some, I'll gladly send it to you. It doesn't matter where you live, in the United States, in Europe, in Africa, in Austria, Australia. It doesn't matter where, as long as you don't live on the moon, wherever you receive mail, we'll send it. We'll send it to you. You get your children, because listen, if you don't take your children now, the enemy's got plans for them later. Amen. Amen. Ah! If you don't take your children now, the enemy has plans for your children later. He got plans for them now. He's just waiting on you to get out of the way. Claim those children. Give them back to God. Ask God to do what God does and give them back to you. And you be a faithful steward over the gift that God has given you. Because when you meet God, He's going to ask you about that gift. when the rich man came back after he had given those three servants the gift, did he ask them servants, each one, about that gift? Did he ask them? Yes, he did. He asked each one of them, what did you do with the gifts? I think one had five, one had three, and one had one, if I'm not mistaken. Don't send me any nice, nasty email saying you got it wrong. He asked the one with the five. The five said, I did what you told me to do. I did. I increased my money. I made double. And here it is. The Lord said, his Lord said, excellent job, my good and faithful servant. Now I'm going to double what I gave you. Now go and serve me some more. He went to the third one. What did you do? Oh, I did. I took what you gave me and I worked it, Lord. As they used to say, I worked it like a neck bone. Yeah. I worked it. And I've doubled what you gave me. Here it is. And the Lord called him good and faithful.
Yes.
And he got to that last one.
Uh-huh.
How many of y'all going to be the last one? Oh, my God. He got to that last sorry good for nothing. He said, what did you do with the one I gave you? I buried it in the dirt because I didn't want to lose it. The Lord said, why didn't you take my money out and invest it? Well, Lord, I know you gain money where you don't actually work for it, and you're this and you're that. Now you're going to turn it on me. Now you're going to blame me for being rich and for you being lazy? You took my money and buried it? You didn't work. You didn't do anything with my... I increased you. I gave you a gift, and instead of you working the gift, you made an excuse and buried the gift. They're going to give me back an old, dirty gift. He buried it, dug it up, and gave it to God. God don't want that. He called him a wicked and evil servant. I gave you one thing to do, and you wouldn't do that. It's not that he couldn't do it. He chose not to do it. Burying that gift was a choice. He chose not to do it. He said, I gave you one thing to do, and you're so evil. You wouldn't even do the one thing I told you to do. You evil servant. Whatever gifts God give you, whatever the gift is, if you don't know what your gift is, ask him. Just ask him. I don't know how to ask God. Talk to somebody that knows how to ask God and ask them to teach you how to ask. You can't keep going to other people asking them to tell you what God said. You need to learn for yourself how to ask God. Open your mouth and just ask him. In the name of Jesus. We were praying, I want to hear about the baby when you get it. When you're pregnant, I want to hear about it. I want to hear if we're, that's providing we're still here.
Yes.
I mean, you on the late freight, you might have a couple of minutes left. Do what you do and then call us back. Amen. Amen.
We actually have one that just came up. I wanted to mention, uh-huh. Her 13-year-old daughter is having a spinal surgery for scoliosis in October.
Oh. First of all, anytime somebody draw a knife on you, that's serious.
Yeah.
Whether you're in a fight or in the operating room, a knife is a knife.
Yeah.
Okay? Every surgery is serious.
Yes.
Whether it's a tonsillectomy, toenail, or spine. Spine is such a delicate place. Anything can go wrong. But with our God, everything can go right.
Yes.
Amen. With our God, everything can go right. Everything can go right. That's what I'm feeling. I'm not looking for anything to go wrong. I'm expecting everything to go right. What's the baby's name? Did she give a name? What's her name?
Riley.
Riley, whenever you hear this prayer, reach your hand out like we touch him. Because the Bible says where there's two or three touching and agreeing. We're touching in the spirit, but we're also agreeing in the name of Jesus that your baby.
Yes.
We command healing and deliverance over her life right now.
Yes.
Victory in the operating room. Victory before the operation.
Yes.
Victory after the operation.
Yes.
Healing and deliverance in the name of Jesus. We walk by faith and not by sight. It doesn't matter what anybody else says. It only matters what God says.
Amen.
Yes. Yes.
We ask. We have not because we ask not. I'm asking. Knock and the door shall be open. Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. I'm asking, knocking, and seeking.
Yes.
And I expect what I ask for. Because he told me, ask me what you will and it what shall be done. Amen. God cannot lie. Hallelujah. What else we got?
Cameron has IBS and head cold and herpes of the toe and thumb.
Great
and
day in the morning. I'm asking too. Man, that's, wow. Yeah. I never quite heard of all of those things together.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter. Listen, God created these vessels.
Yes.
He knows every molecule. He knows where everything goes. He knows everything that belongs to everything and what works with this and what works with that. It is He that had made us. He created us from nothing. Absolutely. No, I'm sorry. He created us from the dust, from the dirt. Amen. Son, go close that door. He created us from the dirt. God knows everything about us. I believe God knows what you need to be healed. I believe God knows what you need to be completely delivered. I believe God knows exactly what it takes for you to have a complete recovery. I believe that. I walk in that. My whole life is based and built around that. That's my testimony.
Yes.
And if God can heal me, I know He can heal you. Does He give a name again?
Cameron.
Cameron, close it all the way, son. We don't want anybody to think we're open. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bless you and we thank you because you are worthy and you are righteous and there is none like you. Cameron is reaching out and we are reaching back in the name of Jesus. We're touching and agreeing with Cameron and we're reaching toward heaven, asking that you would heal and deliver. Whatever is wrong, make it right. Whatever happened, Lord, you can undo it. You can run it out of there. You can fix it. And those that are dealing with similar situations like Cameron, there is nothing new under the sun. You can do it all because you have. If you can raise Lazarus from the dead, you can heal a toe. If you can give life to someone who didn't have life, you can heal a cold.
Yeah.
Amen. We treat God like He's on welfare. He can't do but certain things. It's not God's fault you've been poorly taught. God,
hallelujah.
Cameron, God can do anything but fail. Kishachon, keep your life in line with the word. God can heal. Amen.
This last one I'm going to group because they're all similar.
Okay.
I'll call their names and not tell them.
Okay, come closer so they can hear, but you don't have to be on camera if you don't want to.
We have Savannah, Craig.
Savannah, uh-huh. Craig.
Kevin.
Atif.
Elena.
Jennifer.
Isabel and Salvador. And Georgia.
Many
of them are praying for salvation of husbands, children.
Yes.
Restoration in marriage.
Yes.
Job breakthrough.
Yes.
As well as protection in traveling, because one family has to travel in a couple of days.
Oh.
And ask for protection and a favor as they travel.
Yes. Let's pray for the favor first and the protection. Righteous God, keep sending me. Pastor Drea, would you anoint my hands again, please? Hamich halas shochani alus. I love the Lord because I love God. Holy hands. La isyo. Father, the traveling grace for those that believe. Traveling grace for those that are called according to your purpose. Traveling grace according to those who have said yes to God. Traveling grace, favors and mercies for those that have to do what must be done, that have to go where they're needed, must do what they have been called to do. Lord, you understand the purpose. Give them what they need, that they will ascend and descend safely,
yeah.
Pre, during, post, that your perfect will be done and that you will get the praise and the honor and the glory in which you so richly deserve. In Jesus' name, amen. Yeah. Now, for those that are seeking healing.
No. There are those who are
For loved ones. Their children, their spouses, their houses,
their
jobs,
marriage.
Their marriage. Yes. Lord.
Yes. Hallelujah. They're connected.
Oh, they're all connected. Let me explain to you, or let me share with you. I know a lot of you may feel like you're in that marriage by yourself. I know a lot of you may feel like there's no way somebody else understands exactly what I'm dealing with. I know you probably feel like I'm in a place, I don't know if I want to be here or not. Or you've already reached the conclusion, I don't want to be here, but I don't know what the Lord would have me do. Or I can't make it without this person, or whatever the situation is. Or your children, God, I'm telling you, somebody made a joke. They said, I don't know how old Satan was when he got kicked out of heaven, but he must have been a teenager. Around 13-ish. That may be a joke, but there might be some truth in that joke. Children, in and of itself, is a job at every age, whether they're 2 or 32. They're just, they're children, and they're yours. You know what you put in them, or you realize what you neglected to put in them. And you realize now that they need more than what they're operating in. Finances, God knows we know about finances. And when you're dealing, they repo the car, turn off the lights. I don't know where the rent's coming from, or the house note, or I don't know. Been there, done that, had that testimony. God will deliver. Job situations. I need a job. Lord, do I need a job? Lord, I get it. All I can tell you is this. My God will deliver. He will not know it. God will not forsake your needs. If you are a believer in Christ, if your faith is in God, God will not forsake your needs. We must walk by faith and not by sight. And we must stop putting God in a framework of your mentality. If it doesn't come this way, it can't be God. If it don't happen like this, it can't be God. If it comes from there, that can't be God. How are you gonna say that? You don't know. God can create a door where there's not even a room. God created the heavens and the earth out of himself. There was nothing to build the earth with, and God created the heavens and the earth out of himself. Anybody get that?
Yeah.
God can do more than what your imagination can come up with.
Yeah.
Instead of pigeonholing God, instead of characterizing God, instead of blocking God from working, why don't you just sit back and say, Lord, show me what you do. And if your spirit agrees, and if it's working out smoothly, you know it's God. If you got to make it work, if you're feeling guilty about it, if it ain't right, I don't know, that ain't God. Amen. I'm praying for all of you that are in need. Whether it's financial, whether it's your children, whether it's your spouses, whether it's your homes, your cars, whether it's your health, whether it's the schools, whatever you're dealing with, we're going to pray right now for you. I think this is it, right? Father God, in the name of Jesus, all I know is this. You are everything, and there is nothing you cannot do. You answer prayers. You listen to our cries and our pleas. You create doors where there were no doors, opportunities where there were never opportunities before. You hold back the floodwaters and the gates. You give us safe passage through. You heal and deliver us. You have conquered our enemies. You are the great I am. There is no other God, period. Not only is there no other God like you, there is just no other God. All these little idols that they call gods here is nothing. But you are the true and living God. And I'm asking on behalf of my loved ones, my brothers, my sisters, our fellow soldiers in Christ, those that are on the front line, those that are dealing with these problems daily, those that are fighting even in their sleep, those that are praying over their children, their family, their husbands, their wives, those that are praying over their mothers and fathers, their in-laws, their enemies, those that are fighting to stay afloat, those that are just fighting and praying. I know you answer. You said, the effectual, fervent prayers of a righteous man availeth much. I've been made righteous through Christ. I have no righteousness of my own, but the righteousness that I am allowed to use through Christ. I'm asking that you would conquer the demons that have attacked your children and make them whole. Give them peace. Allow them to rest and to dive headfirst into you. I pray for those that are listening, those that will be listening later, those that will come on later. I pray, Lord, that you would continually keep us, that we shall be the soldiers of Christ that you have called and created us to be. We bless you in the name of the Father. We bless you in the name of the Son. And we bless you in the name of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. I pray that we'll meet again in the cloud or in the crowd. Amen.